The Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Only 11 years have passed since Massachusetts became the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. In the hundreds of years of American history and in hundreds of years of Western civilization before that, there had been no question in mainstream society about the fact that marriage is for one man and one woman. Now we're told that to oppose same-sex marriage is to be on the wrong side of history. My new book, called Who Killed the American Family, explains who is responsible for this dramatic change. First, we should remember that same-sex marriage did not come from a change in public opinion, but from the rulings of supremacist judges abusing their power. Massachusetts adopted gay marriage only because a majority of one on the state Supreme Court mandated it. Those judicial supremacists were inspired by Justice Anthony Kennedy of the U.S. Supreme Court, who in a previous case drew on European rather than U.S. law and overturned precedent to throw out the Texas anti-sodomy law. Kennedy struck again last year with his decision tossing out the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. Kennedy and the Massachusetts supremacist judges made the ridiculous assertion that there is no rational basis for marriage to be limited to a man and a woman. They ignored centuries of practice and the results of numerous studies that show how important traditional marriage is for the well-being of the children. Knowing how at odds same-sex marriage is with our legal and cultural traditions, we should not be surprised that some homosexual activists are trying to get rid of marriage altogether. Same-sex marriage is not about granting equality of human rights. Gays are not denied any human rights. Same-sex marriage is about getting rid of the traditional values and institutions that have guided the Western world, including America.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. The second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. And with me on the program today, Clint Richardson. His program is on this network, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, and that is Corporation Nation. And T.J. McCann from Pennsylvania, friends with Tom Terrific up there, Mr. T, or Tom D, however he goes by. It's almost as if on any given day that what he likes to be called. But I call him the savior that came down to technically go through this entire network as a network administrator, and he did a fine, fine job. Gentlemen, let's digress here for a second. Before we get into the Nevada issue, I think what we should set the stage for is, how did we get to where we're at right now? And by that I mean, Civil War, later on we saw other things enacted. 1933, we know what happened then, but we need to go through the timelines to make sure that people are on the same page. Okay, now, having said that, we all know how we started. We built something new. We didn't have to deconstruct anything, we just had to cast off the old. We're in a position today where we're trying to reinstitute what once was, but it is not going to allow us to do it. Now, we have commercial code out there. We have commerce law. We have administrative procedures, and we've seen what they've done through the court system in order to administer law to us, supposedly under the concept of protections. Well, no, au contraire, it makes us extremely vulnerable to the whims and wishes of the regulatory overzealous, we want to control, and we're here from the government and we're here to help. So let's go back here. What was the major thing? Was it the Civil War that flipped this country and then all the constructs that were added at a later date?
Well, yeah, I mean, so the important thing to understand about the Civil War is that it technically This is going to sound probably strange to people. It didn't end. I'm looking for the quote actually right now, but the Appomattox courthouse, which is now a museum, where the end of the war was basically agreed to, the surrender, is very clear when it says there was no treaty or proclamation that ended the war, which is a requirement of the end of the war. So technically, we've never gone out of a state of emergency or a state of war, if you will, from the Civil War, which means that we've been ruled without constitutional notions, essentially. And then that was made official in 1933 by Congress, where they made all but suspended the Constitution when it comes to emergency statutes and emergency declarations and orders from the president. So all the president has to do is say, well, there's an emergency. We now have a war against the emergency, and I'm going to call it terrorism. Terrorism is the emergency, and we're at war with it. Therefore, anything that's passed is under the doctrine of necessity, and that's a doctrine that's in the Constitution. It's in all constitutions all over the world. We don't have a unique constitution. In fact, Washington is quoted as saying there's nothing unique about our declaration or our constitution. It's old stuff that's just been rehashed into ours. So basically, we've lived under the doctrine of necessity, and necessity knows no law, which means all law, constitutional law, and it is regulated by what's called the Lieber Code, a Jewish gentleman named Francis Lieber, who wrote the rules of war, and that was implemented again back at the Civil War time, became part of the Hague, and it became part of U.S. code. So we literally live under a military occupation. Now, you talked about the courts earlier. Well, folks, we don't have a third branch of government. We have a Department of Justice in the executive branch, because everything's run out of the executive branch. All of the Bar Association, all the judges, everything is run out of a executive cabinet, basically, called the Department of Justice. That's where all of your quote-unquote courts are sitting. They're not sitting in a third branch of government. They're sitting in the executive. That's important because the executive rules by force. When you go to court, technically, and it's hard to prove, but you can see it every once in a while. And I'm making a documentary about this, by the way. You're going to a military court. You're not going to a normal magistrate type of situation. You're going to a justice from the Department of Justice. It's very difficult to get yourself into an actual lawful court. They're all in commercial capacity at this point. There is no justice system. What we have is a simulation, a simulacra of the justice system that actually is completely against what the original intent was.
So you're, in essence, I would be correct in saying that since 1933, we have been under a martial law circumstance, or at least militarily occupied.
Well, we can certainly verify that quite easily by simply going to congressional record. And I always like to go to the actual source. Call me crazy. In 1933, in the act of March 9th, 1933, Title 1, Section 1, here's what Congress said. Roosevelt asked for emergency powers, and they gave it to him. So, and he was a virgin president then. The actions, regulations, rules, licenses, and orders, which are executive orders, and proclamations heretofore and hereafter taken, promulgated, made, or issued by the President of the United States or the Secretary of the Treasury since March the 4th, 1933, pursuant to amended U.S. Code 12, Section 95A, that's 12 U.S. Code, Section 95A, are hereby approved and confirmed. What does that say? That means that any executive order, presidential proclamation, or what's the other one called? Rule, regulation, action, or anything the president does is approved and confirmed. He doesn't need to go to Congress. Congress already approved all of the president's actions. Therefore, every time the president declares a state of emergency, we have terrorism, we have swine flu, we have now shingles, we have Ebola, We have the war on drugs. We have so many. We are instilling in a state of emergency against Cuba, for God's sake. All right? They didn't take that off the books. They keep redeclaring every year, which is a rule of Congress, a law of Congress, that the emergency still exists. So what does that mean? That means that everything that everybody's complaining about, everything is based on the declaration or the law of necessity. Because when you declare war, and they say that emergency is the same as war, when you declare a war against an emergency, it is the same power of necessity as war. And again, necessity knows no law. And now, all of this is in congressional record.
Clint, and we got to go to break here, but understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they always had to have a war on something. A war on ignorance, so war on drugs. And the final coup, the war on terrorism that is never ending, and they will necessarily do whatever and however they need to achieve their means.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Gentlemen, I got involved in a conversation during the commercial break. We never break around here. And forgive me, I forgot where we left off. I think, what were we talking about, Clint?
Girl Scout cookies. and the notion that the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts are now almost wholly funded by Homeland Security.
Really? I tell you, seriously? I did not know that.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, they say you learn something new every day. Here's the situation we find ourselves in. We are in a failing and a failed economy. I don't think there's any question. And the people's attitude, gentlemen, is we are not coming back from this one. United States of America is dead. And I'm having a hard time with that concept. Because that being a construct that was put together by men, screwed up by men, and here we sit with a screwed up system, but we're not wannabes or we're not has-beens. We can be again, but the only way to do this is through education and make people understand as to what we are supposed to be as a country, as a society, a culture, the form of government that we're supposed to have, and our participating roles in said government. Now, we thought we had the government settled with a certain amount of rules that would keep them in check, but evidently that was not the case, and here we sit today.
Well, so John, I'll let TJ take over, but I want to make it clear that when the United States, after the Civil War and after the 14th Amendment, all the Reconstruction Acts were passed, what happened is that we were all enfranchised into a corporate structure. So that means that we lost our arms, we lost our family name, and our family name became in the legal parlance, a surname, and the name is a corporate name, and it's owned by the United States. So everything that we possess, that we buy, that we purchase, that we register, including our children, now belongs to the corporate structure because we're acting in a legal capacity instead of a lawful one. We're acting in artifice, in artificiality.
And evidently, right? evidently there are branches or agencies, and I never saw an agency mentioned once in the Constitution, that have been out there informing the shiny badge guys with the six guns in the various states, the several states, that somehow that there is a danger more dangerous than ISIS or give it a name. We're the new terrorists. We're the sovereign citizens.
Exactly. We're insurgents, like I said.
Yeah.
But if there's only one thing, there should be only one thing that we go into the next election, and that is... Okay, there's only one problem here, and that is the state of emergency. Because with the state of emergency allowed to be declared by the president, Congress and the president aren't in competition. The only way Congress can pass such unconstitutional things is if there is a declared state of emergency by the president. So that's why they created the law, to allow the president to declare an emergency, declare a state of permanent war, which means necessity rules and necessity knows no law. So the Constitution is all but suspended when it comes to the emergency. But the only thing we should be concentrating on is to force our quote-unquote representations, our representatives, to end the ability for the president to declare a national emergency and to end any statute, presidential order, or anything else that's been declared by the president or Congress, such as the Patriot Act, because that is all based on the fact that the Constitution does not apply to a state of emergency or necessity. You see, that's the only thing that matters.
And Clint,
everything would go away.
Clint, and you mentioned something to me, that Congress actually took up that question back in 1973, 40 years after Franklin Delano Roosevelt kind of took over, and then we go from there.
Indeed, and that was actually referred to in, well, they got together and they were considering whether or not to actually end the this notion of what we're talking about. I gotta find it again, I'm sorry, but it was 1973, I believe, was the correct year, and it was a document in congressional record done by the Senate. And it was a contemplation of whether or not to end the national state of emergency, which again is exactly what would end all of these tyrannical things. So they don't want to get rid of it, and they decided not to. I'll find the quote here if I can find it. But it's basically, it says that Americans have lived all of their lives, especially in our generation, under emergency statutes. Here it is. Okay. Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency. This is Senate Report 93-549. Here's the opening statement. Since March the 9th, 1933, the United States has been in a declared national emergency. A majority of the people of the United States have lived all their lives under emergency rule. For 40 years, this was in 73, remember, for 40 years, freedoms and governmental procedures guaranteed by the Constitution have, in varying degrees, been abridged by laws brought into force by states of national emergency. All the unconstitutional stuff that we all complain about comes from the national emergency. And here's what it says. And in the United States, actions taken by the government in times of great crisis have, from at least the Civil War, in important ways, shaped the present phenomenon of a permanent state of national emergency. You know, that, don't just ignore the fact that they said this. Take that to heart, because everything bad that's happening, or if you want to say unconstitutional, is because they don't use the constitutional, the Constitution to see whether or not the law is constant. It doesn't matter anymore, because necessity knows no law.
TJ?
Preston, I would agree. I agree with Clint that we have never rolled back the martial law and the state of emergency, even since the Civil War. And that's a general problem. I think that once we've given government powers, we don't take it back. There's a great video, scary video, of the Iran-Contra hearings, where Ollie North is in front, and he's getting interviewed by Senator Inouye of Hawaii. I've got his name wrong.
Inouye.
Thank you. And they question him about the suspension of government and the continuity of government, which Ollie North was involved in orchestrating under Reagan. And the speaker brings up the fact that they can't talk about that on the public record.
Right.
And it's scary stuff. To this day, it sends a chill watching me going up. These people are definitely engaging things well beyond the Constitution, and they know it. And they justify it by various means, but you know.
Well, so what's important is that Congress pretends, they put on a stage show, they say, oh, our hands are tied. You know, president's acting on his own, we can't do anything about it. Truth is, tomorrow they could pass a law that says no more emergency powers from the president, all executive orders would be gone, all unconstitutional law would have to be reconsidered by the courts, who would actually act constitutionally for once. I mean, the whole thing is a stage show. It's all set up to put this fallacious cognitive dissonance sympathy onto the people that says, oh, our poor Congress, they just can't do anything because that president is such a bad guy.
Yeah.
So you have a symbolic death or execution of the president every 8 years. We get a new guy, and we're hopeful for a while. And then he gets executed after 8 years, and the next assassination happens after another 8 years.
And
we keep hoping it's going to change, but it's an office. The office is the problem, not the man.
All right.
But we've got a bigger problem, I think. And we talk about the incorporation of American things like that.
Okay.
TJ, do me a favor.
You will have the floor when we get back up. Please pick up exactly where you left off. 3-minute break here. We'll try to squeeze some calls in. If you have specific questions, I don't need any long meander.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago. And I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. Painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
All right, we are back. We have three callers in queue here, standby callers. Now, if you would, TJ, pick up where we left off prior to break.
Because John can't remember.
John, I think how you started the program off is what we're looking at, what we can wrap our hands around, and what we can actually do. You know, whether we want to discuss whether the federal government is incorporated or not, it's a debate and discussion worth having. But the fact of the matter is we have a private Federal Reserve that's issuing currency that it doesn't have authority to issue to the federal government, and we're paying for debt on that currency, whether physical or electronic. And then we currently have corporations, global corporations, that are dictating policy. Everything from healthcare to things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Companies like Monsanto have revolving doors with offices in the government that are approving things that they're doing and writing laws, making Monsanto's genetically modified corn able to infiltrate farmers' normal crops, right. And it's the blame of the farmers. And basically, we're under assault by the government from outside entities that are not duly elected and are not operating in our interest. And how do we change that?
Well, so there again, the bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, was done under emergency. We had a banking emergency.
Right.
That was what the whole thing was about. Yeah. So Federal Reserve falls under emergency powers as well. You want to get rid of the bank, well, then stop saying that we're in a monetary emergency.
So, gentlemen,
it all boils down to this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to put this in a thimble, that what this does boil down to, Clint, if we do away with the emergency war powers that the president seems to enjoy, you know, stroke of the pen and off we go, that if our Congress that can't seem to do anything correctly, and it always are at loggerheads. I always suggested bringing out the Constitution. If you forgot how to play the game, read the rule book.
It's a stage show.
Yeah, it's a stage show. So short of that, if our vaunted Congress critters would just do away with the emergencies, then we might have a chance of getting this country back on track.
It would actually make the Congress have to follow the Constitution. Actually have to consider the Constitution for what it is, which is a limiting document. Right now, they don't have to consider that in their statutes when they create acts. Yeah. Okay. As far as the Federal Reserve goes, remember, it wasn't just the president that was given the authority to pass stuff. It was also the Treasury Secretary. So the Secretary of Treasury, an appointed office, is also just as, almost as powerful as the president. So it has to be confirmed by the president. But so the Treasury the Fed is under the Treasury. There's a lot of mythology that I've dispelled when it comes to the Federal Reserve. It is not separate in the way that we like to, you know, the Patriot movement likes to say it is. And I've proven that without a doubt. I can send you all the documents. But so remember that everything that the Fed is doing is under the Treasury. All the interest it receives on Federal Reserve notes goes right to the Treasury.
Well, Clint, I could care less if it was an over and under shotgun or a double barreled shotgun, standard. It still has the ability to do the same thing. Whether one is under the other, we're under what they have created, no matter who's in charge.
They've created cognitive dissonance. We think that there's competition between the Fed and the Treasury, the Fed and the government, and there's not. We think that there's competition between Congress and the President. There is not. It's all a stage show for our benefit.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, let's field some calls here. Francis, you're up first. Francis in North Carolina.
Well, hey, fellas. One thing I could say is, wow, if you weren't awake before, you better be now. Because this is like a rude slap in the face if you have not waken up out of the matrix, period.
That's what I do.
Well, that's a heck of a job to be slapping someone up against the head. And quite frankly, as far as one comment I heard about basically getting politicians to let go of such authority or so-called power or whatever, there is no way in Hades that they're going to let go of that kind of control as far as keeping an emergency state in place.
But it's not the control that you think that it is. They would actually exercise control by doing exactly what we just discussed, of doing away with the emergency war powers, or some call it the War Powers Act that has been used on the American people. That would actually put them in control. What they're doing
They'd
right now...
They'd actually be responsible.
Yeah, and what they're doing right now is play-acting and self-aggrandizing.
But isn't the caller saying that they're not going to give up that power?
Yes.
They're not going to pass
it. Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. They would rather turn over... in their grave or be frozen a cybernetic pot or something to be woken up some 20, 30 years from now just to start the whole crap all over again.
All right, Francis, is there anything else? Because I've got to move on here. I'm running out of time.
No problem. Y'all have a great weekend and have a great holiday.
Thank you, Francis. I appreciate it. Gary in Arkansas. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, I'd like to throw a little bit more into the mix by asking Clint some questions. Clint, how many Clint Richardsons are there?
You mean as far as the name itself?
I guess you could call it the name, but...
There's plenty of enfranchised citizens named by the surname of Clint Richardson.
Yeah.
But only, I'd like to say there's only one Clint by my Christian amorphous name.
Correct, but if you go into Styles, hang on a second.
Stop it.
Dog's in the room here with me.
Couldn't tell, Gary. Couldn't tell.
Anyway,
I didn't notice.
Anyway, if you go to Styles Manual and one judge lets this out, there are actually 13 different ways that you can spell your name. That goes with punctuation, things like semicolons and dashes, capitalizations, abbreviations, etc.
Putting you in different jurisdictions.
Yeah.
So then the next question I would ask you, how many citizenships do you have?
You got me, man. I bet you can answer that. Though.
Yeah, Gary. Get to the point.
You have two citizenships. You have the U.S. citizenship, and then you have the American national citizenship.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gary. I no longer acknowledge any one of them.
Well, that may be
plan,
true.
My plan is to get rid of all of the artifice, all the numbers, all the names, all everything, including the birth certificate. That is my path in life. So I want to be free of all artifice.
Yeah, but then you will find yourself a man without a country.
not necessarily.
Yeah.
I will find myself a man without the United States.
There
That's all
go.
I'll find.
There you go. Okay.
True, then that means you're going back to American national status. How, what we call or assume that are public officials, what are their citizenships? Are they Americans?
You know, that's an interesting question. Like, we talked about this the other day, that when, for instance, when a judge joins the Bar Association, you know, they do this oath. The Bible says never take an oath, but they take an oath on the Bible, and they do it through God to some foreign thing, some secular thing. So it's really kind of messed up when you think about it. But what are they doing? They're pledging to God. The problem is God is not a name. So if you're actually pledging to a temporal God, you're actually pledging your allegiance to the Pope, because the Pope is God on earth, according to the church and all that stuff. So it's very interesting when you think about it, because most of these attorneys, when they're pledging their oath, they're sort of expatriating out of the United States and pledging their oath to, like I said, God, the vicar of Christ, the replacement or antichrist, which is the Pope. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. Gary, I thank you for your call. I didn't know where he was going when he was asking those questions, but I see now. Mike,
can I step in here?
Yeah, please.
Let's get Mike on. Mike, okay.
Mike in Colorado. Go ahead.
Hey,
Mike.
Gentlemen, great show. Since the Civil War never legally, technically ended, wouldn't it be possible to take a representative from every one of the Union states and simply surrender?
Well, So don't get me wrong. There was something called a. It's very interesting. You know the concept that war is peace. Well, that's actually a true statement, and the ignorance is strength is also very true, because we're all ignorant of all this happening. The war is peace thing can be seen if we look up Presidential Proclamation number 157, I think it is, which is declaring that peace, order, and tranquility and civil authority now exist throughout the whole of the United States of America in 1866.
Well, hell, our job's done. We can all go home. Mike, hang on a second, and we've got to let TJ finish up. He wanted to interject here. Let's take this quick break, and then I need to carve out about 5 minutes with Mr. Richardson. We'll do all of that, hopefully, after this break.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens.
Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Mike in Colorado, go ahead, sir.
And my point was, wherever we went wrong, that's where I think we need to correct it, because they've just papered over and papered over to get what they want. And as citizens, if it was the 14th Amendment and it was legally ratified, that's where we need to stand. If it was the Civil War ending, that's where we need to stand. We got to pick a spot where we can focus our energy.
Yeah, and what I see the problem has been, and it's not through ill intent or to confuse people, or I like the term cognitive dissonance, to cause conflict in the mind, but I appreciate what everybody tries to do, and the problem I have had is we get into this adversarial position that my approach to the courts or our freedom or this is not like mine, so therefore I'm going to disregard it and I'm going to continue. They're doing it because they don't have an agenda. It's not really ego-driven per se. But it comes to a point where if they end up in a dead end, that's exactly where they stay. But here's the problem. We find ourselves in the exact same position we were before all these expenditures.
Bingo.
Yeah. I mean, we're not has-beens, and we're certainly not wannabes. We have proven that we can run a system of government as long as everybody pretty much stays by the rules, that it's workable. This is my life that I'm dealing with. This is my life that I'm trying to live. And I find it increasingly harder in which to do it. Because I was not the one that created this matrix, they did. And they've made it impossible for me to live in it.
I'm with you.
All right. Mike,
take care.
Thank you for your call. I think that pretty much sums up the frustrations. I mean, here we sit.
I think that the real problem, you know, he said go back to where we basically went wrong. Well, that can really be easily pointed to. It's when we left our states as state citizens and became federal citizens. We now are no longer acknowledging our states. Our states are not asking what the federal government can do for us. We are asking what we can do for the federal government.
Well,
so
and
we have this central body that we're all part of instead of our states. We're not protecting our states, in other words, which means we're not protecting ourselves.
And what I found really laughable when Rick Perry, as governor of Texas, started to assert, and this was just about in time for the 2012 elections, of which he really wanted to be part of, but nobody wanted him, where he come out and extolling the virtues of the state's 10th Amendment rights. 10th Amendment rights based on what? And you're going to assert your freedom and sovereignty of your state compared to what?
That's the other fallacy that I want to dispel right now, and people don't like it when I say this, but I'm sorry. But if you go back and you read the Constitution, which only has to do basically with the federal government and nothing else, it says very clearly that each state is a republic and the United States has a duty, an obligation to protect each republic of each state. It does not say that the United States itself, that corporate thing in Washington, D.C., is a republic. We have to get that out of our minds. It's a federation, okay? The United States is not a republic. Only the states are republics.
Confederation, not really a federation. They're slightly different in that a federation is not voluntary. It's kind of compulsory, whereas a confederation would be more of a voluntary union, and I think that's where we lost it at the Civil War.
Confederation, though, another name or another word for confederation is conspiracy.
Well, okay, so it's Confederation Broadcasting Network or Conspiracy Broadcasting Network. I got to dump the Republic now?
No, Republic is fine. Republic is good because you're talking, but you just got to realize that the only republics that ever existed were each individual state, right. Never the central government.
Go ahead.
Here's the problem. You mentioned republic. If we go by Clint's definition of the republic, like in the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, it only says a representative government, in that we have representatives in our government. But when the founders said in the Constitution that each state is guaranteed a republican form of government, they were saying something more than just having representatives. And if you read the Federalist Papers, you find out that what they're referring to by that republican form of government is something where we don't have like the aristocracy, like the British House of Lords, occupying government, but something more than that. They're also saying that we're not a democracy in that there are people representatives representing the people,
okay,
but they're not operating by the will of the people.
TJ,
in between.
TJ, I need 5 minutes at the end of this program. It is
alrighty.
At this point you and I are going to depart. TJ McCann, I thank you so much for coming on the network.
Pleasure to meet you, TJ.
Thank you both. You too, Clint. Good talking to you.
Okay, sir.
You too.
Clint, you and I were talking earlier today, and Dan made me aware of this during one of the breaks, that for the first time, and you've been on this network for how long?
Year and a couple months, I think. Okay. I think I started in October.
Okay. For the first time, you came up on the air last night and asked for donations.
Oh.
And
yeah. Oh, is that what this is about?
No. Well, kind of, sort of. But I just want to make people understand from what walk of life that you came from. And give me, I'm running out of time here, so give me the thumbnail sketch. You used to have a six-figure a year job, did you not?
I certainly would have one now. I was a Hollywood sound designer, so I'm the guy that put sounds into movies and video games and commercials. And the last thing I worked on was a game called Resident Evil 5, which is a big demonic game. One of the reasons I quit was because it was just getting so bloody and gory, and I was really good at making blood and gore sound good. And so I decided, once I saw an interview with a soldier who basically goes to work each day and gets in a little video game booth, flies a drone over in Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and drops bombs on people and has about a 5% accuracy rate. The rest is collateral damage.
Yeah.
Women and children. I decided I didn't want to make video games or anything else, for that matter, in the entertainment, which means to enter and hold the mind, industry.
Okay.
And I quit, and first thing I did was start a blog, and then I contacted Walter Burian, learned about the CAFR, made a documentary, and I've never sold anything. Everything I do is free. I've got six movies out there on the Corporation Nation, and here I am.
You and I were having a conversation. I'm being pressed for time here, and I hate this. You and I had a conversation prior to you coming on the air today. And this is what you want to do. This is what you're compelled to do. You're writing a book. You're making a new movie. And this would be tantamount to me going out and getting a full-time job. It would severely impair my ability to do a network and even to do programming on the network. What is lacking here is a little bit of funding. I mean, and even your hookup here to the network, your mic cord is crapping out, and you don't have the money to replace it, and you really actually need to go on what is called an access. Comrex accesses we can get fairly cheap, used for $1,000-$1,200, whatever the case may be, and that's what you really need to be on. And I told you, Clint, that we have affiliate relations now, but I don't know that your show, because of the subject matter that you do, it's not topical, and here's the hot beat of the day, and this is what I'm going to do, and here's my guest, and blah, 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 blah. The next show, it's totally different. You do a continuum, which is, and I told you that you're probably one of the most valuable programs on this network. Marketable to AM and FM? I don't know. But I know that you have to remain here, and this network has to remain in order to bring people like yourself. You're a passionate man, and so am I. And we need to continue. What is your email?
temporaryinsanity4848@yahoo.com.
temporaryinsanity4848.com. His...
at yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. My apologies. And your website is realityblogger.wordpress.com. Okay, here's the deal. Reality Blogger, only one G in that blogger. So it's
My movies are at thecorporationnation.com, and I put donation buttons up for the first time in probably two or three years on those sites. So.
But I wanted you people to be aware that this man couldn't possibly do what he's doing, all the endless hours of research. He needs some support, as well as this platform in which we offer the Corporation Nation. Clint Richardson, this has been a fun 2 hours, and we're going to have to do it again.
Anytime, and I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Whew, my head's hurting. It's been hurting all day. I've been having these conversations with people like this all day today. I want to thank you all for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We will see you.